After decades of a boom and bust economy, officials in a town in southwestern Wyoming believe they may have harnessed the erratic cycle into more sustainable economic growth. Amanda LeClaire has more.
It's well known that during boom cycles here in the West, the jobs and the money are easy enough to come by. But with every boom comes a bust and the dark cloud of population loss, unemployment, and falling wages. Here in Rock Springs, though, city officials believe they finally transformed the dreaded boom and bust cycle into slow, sustained growth.
I mean, we're not really going through a boom right now. What we're doing is it's really sustainable growth. I mean, a boom is when you see things go up 10-15%. Our annual growth right now in Sweetwater County, population-wise, is between 1 and 1.2%, which is a good, steady growth. And that's what we like to see.
Dave Hanks is the CEO of the Rock Springs Chamber of Commerce. He says that despite the effects of a multi-year recession across the rest of the country, Rock Springs did not see the same levels of unemployment and the drop in housing prices other cities did. Hanks says that's in part due to the lessons learned during the past decades of sharp growth and sudden stops.
The good news is Wyoming and Rock Springs in particular have been through this many, many times. So we are prepared for that. We know how to adjust. We know what we need to do. We always build out additional infrastructure to accommodate that because we know what's going to happen. And I think the city and I think the counties have done our county has done a good job, and particularly Rock Springs, in anticipating future growth.
But while Sweetwater County hasn't been touched as greatly by the last recession, there's still a danger in relying too heavily on the extraction industry for local jobs. Doug Bunn is an associate professor in economics at Western Wyoming Community College. He says while there's been some diversification within the natural resources industry itself, it's not yet enough to guarantee an economy that's reliably stable.
I think that everyone would hope that things have improved, that we have seen a diversification a little bit. We still have the same core basic industries, I think, that we've had for the last 10 or 15 years. Maybe the dependence is a little bit different. There has been some expansion. It's a little less of an industrial town. We're seeing more retail, more merchandising. So the possibility is that, you know, maybe we've improved, but I'd say we're far from reaching a diversified economy.
Hanks adds that while traditional booms mean an influx in temporary workers that strain a town's resources, the good news is that it's not what happened over the last few years in Sweetwater County. He says the newest residents are often young families who buy homes and become long-term residents. Hanks says that difference brings an economic stability to the region, and that's good for those who come to the area for work in the natural resource industries and for those seeking work in the growing retail and food services. One of the county's major issues is actually a lack of available employees.
When you have 600, 700, at one time we had 1,000 jobs that were available here. You know, and if someone's paying $12, $13, $15, $18 an hour for an entry-level position, it's really hard to keep people, you know, working at, you know, restaurants and working in hotels and the hospitality sector and those type of things. That does have an impact at that level. But what the impact is, it drives those wages up.
Hanks says this has forced the retail sector to pay more to compete. But he notes the sector still has plenty of job openings, but those higher wages could play into Rock Springs' favor. According to a new study, paying higher wages in sectors like retail can add a significant boost to the local economy. Catherine Rushlin authored the study. She's a policy analyst at Demos, a New York-based think tank. She says that companies that offer higher wages to low-income workers often see an immediate increase in sales.
You know, in a time of low consumer demand, there's a huge potential for a wage increase to stimulate the economy through what we call the multiplier effect. And that is, when you raise wages at the bottom, those workers go out and spend their paychecks. That spending becomes somebody else's income, and a business sees their sales improve, maybe needs to give someone else a few extra hours on the clock, and the money goes back into new pockets and around the economy in that way.
Rushlin says that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, retail, which includes the food service industry, will grow to be the second largest source of jobs in the U.S. by 2020. Indeed, Hanks notes that they are getting more people moving into the community to take some of these retail jobs. Rushlin says if higher entry-level wages continue to become expected in Sweetwater County, it could unexpectedly be a testing ground for a new business model in retail. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Amanda LeClaire in Rock Springs.